It's Saturday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, a new show that thinks PC hardware costs are in danger. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty. Danger, Will Robinson. Oh my gosh, PC hardware costs are definitely in danger.
Yeah, we talked about this Monday.
Yeah, this is it's getting pretty bad, man. It's getting real bad. And of course, there's has to do with our favorite two letters, or not so favorite two letters these days. Artificial intelligence, AI. So we're sourcing a lot of aggregate information here, but this was off of an article from Klossum Gamer. There was it basically breaks down a lot of the stuff that's happening over the last month or two, and it has to do with just scarcity. This is different than what we saw in the past. Like from what we saw, like if we remember back in the the 2000 series NVIDIA days, getting your hands on a graphics card was difficult, specifically because of like crypto mining was using the using up the hardware to to do this. Well, the biggest difference now is that it's not just that hardware; it's the base it's the base equipment that goes on that hardware, like your RAM chips, your your SSDs, your NAND flash. All of that is being bought up and it's basically sucked dry from the AI monster that is that's taking over, and it's stealing entire production lines. It's like it's taking full sets of hardware, like with Crucial. It's gone because of AI.
Yeah, we talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and that is having major implications on PC hardware, for anything. That is for PC builders, for PC repair, for people who have bare metal servers, things of that nature. Those owning the hardware now is becoming so expensive because of scarcity and the fact that there's entire makers just exiting the market and going directly towards fueling the AI data center themselves directly because they can make more money at it. It's the anything that has to do with high bandwidth or the bleeding edge for RAM chips or SSDs, it's all being funneled directly into the monster that is AI with these data centers popping up.
Which is wild, right? Because like for example, one of the more reasonably priced brands of RAM that's been out there for a long time, Team Group. It's so ridiculous that a 32 gig kit of their DDR5 6000 RAM out of their Vulcan series, $82 in August.
Yeah.
$310 in November. Now it's $341.
It's crazy. So we were, I was just looking at.
I mean, their 64 gig kit is $800 right now.
And I bought something similar. If you guys remember, I was upgrading the RAM. So we upgraded the podcast PC by using the components from my main rig, right? And I was like, while I'm doing this, I've got, DDR5 capability. I'm going to go ahead and do that. So I did. I bought 64 gigs of RAM and I spent about $220 or something like that. Maybe it was $190. Can't remember exactly what. But that same RAM kit now, which I got two 32 gig kits, but that same RAM kit now is running like almost $900.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the there's a couple builds that I've done over the course of the last year. Just doing something similar where I was doing a 64 gig. I think the most that I put into one machine, it was purpose built for a specific function. I put 128 gigs of RAM in it. Looking back at what I spent on that RAM, the cost of that RAM now covers the entire cost of the build itself.
Oh yeah, this whole build that I have for the podcast PC, like what originally was like $400.
Yeah.
Not including the monitor and keyboard and mouse. And then, you know, I've migrated stuff over. So like total cost of this build, if you didn't count modern pricing, is like, I don't know, $700 maybe.
Yeah, it's nuts. That's just, see, it's shooting past that 30% range where there was a lot of, a lot of speculation that it would, the hardware prices would go up somewhere between 15, 30, 40% maybe, based off of just the scarcity of parts, and the parts going, in that direction. We're now in the hundreds of percent range. And it's making it so that you cannot build a PC right now for anywhere close to what you could have built a PC 4 months ago. I mean, you could build four PCs 4 months ago for what it would cost one now. And it's insane. You can't even get the parts. A lot of I've seen some things, recently where, somebody would find a good deal on a RAM, a set of RAM, and then the order would get canceled because, the parts aren't available. The problem isn't going to go away.
A couple of Reddit users, reported that they had orders for RAM completely canceled by the retailer.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the retailer told them this price was mismarked.
Yeah, because they're like, oh yeah, well we could make 250% more if we just cancel this order and jump the price up.
Correct.
That's price gouging. That right there shouldn't happen. That is something that should have been reported. Cause if they had the part and they had a price and then they decided to cancel that price so that they could, or cancel the sale so that they could relist it at a higher price. That's price gouging. That 100% should never happen. The reality here is that this isn't going to go away. Even if the production somehow magically meets demand, we're not going to see a change in the price for a while. We're looking at maybe a couple of years now for these things to actually even out. Like if AI demand stays where it's at or less, the ramp up for chip manufacturers takes time, and we're not going to see RAM prices come down for years.
No, I think it's only going to increase, right? Like there's data centers popping up all over. We're trying to, the U.S. is trying to upgrade infrastructure that's 20 years behind, right? Like this push just really affects everything. It affects, water availability, power availability, power pricing, PC pricing. Like we're at such a furious pace right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's changing.
It's enough that they're even pushing to build more single reactor
And nuclear reactors.
Power stations in major cities to fuel the power hunger that is all of these AI data centers.
Well,
because the power grid is not prepared for this.
Well, not only that, I mean, so we're looking at when you look at the power demands for a data center, having worked in one, I can tell you there's a lot of power going into them. And there's a lot of water that goes into them just for cooling, other things that goes on inside a data center, mostly HVAC cooling. Even if you're using a green data center setup, you're still going to have access to at least two power grids, and you're going to have your own reservoir of water, just to be able to ensure that there is redundancy in your cooling solutions, because you can't not cool a data center, and you can't have your power go out at a data center. It's got to be on all the time. So, the infrastructure's, it's a strain on infrastructure. There's already places in the country that's having problems, especially in the summertime with brownouts. So if you can imagine an additional strain of these data centers not popping up, it's unheard of. The only thing that, that could cause this, to alleviate is something that probably won't happen. And that is the AI bubble. This being a thing that pops, that just bursts and AI falls flat and we all move away from it. I don't see it happening.
I don't see the bubble popping, like straight up popping like we generally think about, like with the housing market, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. But I do see a large and sudden reduction in build out coming.
I can see that. So what is happening with AI in these AI data centers is that there's a lot of investment going into new equipment. New places, new data centers, breaking ground on this and just getting the capacity out there and just like, filling these data centers full of machines, do AI. The real scary thing is that the people making these decisions and the people that are like, pushing to break ground on all of this, they're just saying to do AI. But what is AI doing?
We don't know yet.
A lot of people don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
They don't have a use case for AI. They just need to be ahead of the curve and be AI capable so that whatever comes down the road that AI is good for, that they're capable of being able to do it, or they're agile enough or have the infrastructure to do that, because AI is the tool, right? The product itself is what AI can do. And if you look at what is out there, there is, the large language models, having like the chatbot experience, that is basic, very basic user interface shit. It is essentially just like a glorified Google search. But when these companies find that thing, that product, that thing that AI can do better than anything else, and it gets out, that's what they're banking on. The problem here, and this is the gamble, if they don't find that thing, that's when the AI bubble, quote unquote, bursts. AI doesn't go away, right? AI is still a technology. It's still a tool. But the profitability behind the data centers goes away. And that's when we see the alleviation of, you know, the requirements on hardware, and we'll start to see the return of consumer electronics getting these bleeding edge parts. So what do we do in the meantime? You know, in the meantime, what I see, and I think
we talked about it on Monday. Play your classic back catalog.
Yeah, well, kind of. You know, in this, we talked about this a little bit on Monday with the story on cloud gaming. Is the alternative would be to do cloud gaming instead of having your own parts. It's super expensive to own the equipment. So if the data centers are already there with the equipment, and you can just rent that equipment to be able to play your games, that'll probably be the way to go for, you know, for the short term at least. But what I see happening, and what I kind of anticipated over the course of the last, you know, just watching technology over the last 15 years, right? We've jumped heads and bounds, like leapfrog over, you know, over the course of the last 15 years, going from like 1080p gaming to 1440p gaming to 4K to, you know, 8K to fucking like, you know, having frame generation and a bunch of other shit. Like, if you look at games 15 years ago to, you know, to what games look like now, there's, you're looking at lots of, you know, of generations very, very quickly. So what we could see over the course of the next 10 to 15 years is that we might stick in this range and we might not go much further than that. But we'll innovate on how games are made and how games are played. Because, I mean, that's pretty photorealistic now. What do we need more? You know, what more do we need? I think we could, you know, we could just explore where we're at. So, what do you think? I mean, you know, are you looking at building PCs? Are you looking at streaming? Let us know in the comments.
All right, guys, and with that, find full episodes of Tiltcast at tiltcast.com. Find those episodes as well as these shorts in audio form at Spotify and iTunes, and come back on Tuesday for more news.
All right, see you guys.